working alongside your brother Leo and the Winning Brothers, you know, talk show host. And also, you know, like now, with the Woody, your daughters, like, they're heavy running. Like, why has family been so important for you in your professional career?
Family? Because it just is. I mean, everything about me is family. You know, I'm a family man. I have three daughters, three granddaughters, and now two great-granddaughters. No boys. So I've got to take a step up. I got to take the lead. What was the question?
Why is family being so important for you in your professional career?
Oh, the family part. Yeah, because daughters, like I said, both had secretarial kind of dead end jobs, you know, and I wanted them to become entrepreneurs, and so I opened up the club and did it for them. But it's also for me too, because it's a tribute to my career, and I'm hoping that it'll be there a long time.
Awards, achievements, accolades, you name it, you've won them.
Yeah.
For you, like what do all those things mean to you?
The awards? Mm-hmm. Not much. I mean, you know, they're nice. I've got a room full of them, you know, but they're nice. But what really sets me off is people telling me that they could tell that I did a good job for the community, you know, and all the fundraising I've done, all the charity work I've done. You know, and I think people really appreciate that. And one of the reasons I have my brother working with me is because I think people appreciate family. They really appreciate hearing two brothers get along when most of them don't. You know two brothers that get along?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. They don't. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to let everybody know. See, I have two other brothers that I don't get along with. And the only reason I get along with Leo is because I do whatever he tells me to do.
You've been recognized as the lead promoter of the state dance, the Shag, and of course, Beach Meter. Why has the Shag been so important to you?
Well, first of all, because I learned the Shag when I was about 16. My father was in the Navy, and we were stationed up in Pennsylvania, so I was a regular member on Bandstand, Dick Clark's Bandstand. Even before Dick Clark, I was there when it was Bob Horn's Bandstand. Anyway, that shows you how much I love for music. I used to get out of high school. We lived 65 miles from the television studio, and I would ride the subway to the studio every day and dance on Bandstand. And in fact, when they run some of the old shows, I can see myself. It's kind of funny to see, really. But, yeah, I forgot what the question was.
Shag music.
Shag, yeah. When I learned how to dance was because I went out to the Folly Beach Pier when my father and mother moved down here in 1956. I went out to the Folly Beach Pier this summer, and there was one gorgeous-looking girl. And she was dancing, doing the Shag, you know. That's the first I'd ever heard of it. And so I went up and asked her to dance. And she kind of looked me up and down, you know, and goes, "You Shag?" And I said, "Well, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I can." She says, "If you don't know, you can't. So, no, I don't want to dance with you." I said, "Come on." She said, "No." So I went home, and my mother is a very good dancer, you know. I was telling her, I said, "This girl, I asked her to dance, and she wanted to shag, and I didn't know how, and she wouldn't dance with me." I said, "Do you know how to shag?" Mother said, "Sure. I'll show you how. Come here." She said, "Stand next to me and do this." Well, when I stood next to her and did it, that put me on the same foot as her. It's not done that way. The men dance on their left foot. The women dance on their right foot because they're facing each other. And the woman is actually a mirror of the man. And that's the way the Shag is done. It's like no other dance on earth. Like jitterbug and bebop and hip, the swing. It's all done in circles and people moving around. But the Shag is straight geometric. It's straight on, you know, and that's what makes it so cool, so sexy. I danced on the wrong foot for 35 years, and I was shagging with a woman down at Bose in the Radisson Hotel during my show. And she said, "You know what, Woody, if you would start dancing on the man's foot, you'd be a lot better. I said, what? She said, you dance on the woman's foot. And I said, I didn't know there was a difference. She said, oh, yeah. Come here, let me show you. I ended up taking lessons from her. And that's where I really found out what the shag was all about. It's very complicated, very detailed. It's not just jump up there and do it. And you got to know what you're doing in order to look right. It's all about a look. And that's what I liked about it so much. So anyway, the reason I haven't always been a shag disc jockey on the radio, beach music disc jockey, but I started the Beach Boogie and Blues station because of, and I wanted to be all shag, because of my love of the music and the dance.
Throughout your career, local charities has been huge for you.
Yeah.
Why did you want to give back to the community so much?
The charities?
Like, what made you want to give back?
Because people appreciate it. You know, I used to do marathons on the radio for 70 hours where I'd end up losing my voice and raise $70,000 for the Heart Society. And then I started doing it for the Cancer Society. And I guess I raised about $2 million for each one of them over the years. And never expected anything for it, but the reward was great because people appreciate that. And they show it to you, too. You know, they, especially the intelligent people, they really appreciate you doing things to help people. And so I would do that anyway.
I had to ask Woody, what would his reply be to people asking who he was? Local DJ was all he could say. He said that was always the name he was associated with in the papers. But he didn't seem fazed by it because he says everyone knew local DJ meant Woody. But he had more to say when talking about music, saying that it's his life, especially with his new online radio station, Woody, with the goodies.
I go to bed in there, and I have my headphones on, listening to the radio station, 24 hours a day. It's always in my head. And I know that's not good. People say it's not good, but it's the way I live. You know, I love to hear those records. I've set it up. I got the most unique radio station in America. You know what mixing is as opposed to segues? You know, a segue is one record ends, next one starts, it goes like that, you know. You've heard segues all your life, right? But now a mix, one comes in on top of the other and keeps the beat. You know what I'm talking about? That's mixing songs together so that the beat is continuous. You know, and that takes a real talent to be able to do that. Anyway, I am now doing that on that radio station 24 hours a day. So if you tune in right now, probably, unless the next song is a slow one, they will mix, and the beat will be just keep on going. And it's the most unique radio station in America, I believe. I don't think anything else even close to it. And I have it breaking even already. I've got sponsors on there. That I got enough sponsors to pay for the bandwidth and the Time Warner and everything it takes to get the up to this, you know, in the air.
What made you want to even do it 24/7 without any commercials?
It's funny about the Woody with the goodies thing. See, I started radio in Darlington, WDAR. And typical small-town radio station, half the time, I was doing the morning show and the afternoon show. You know, I'd take a little time off and come back and do the afternoon show. And it was an AM daytimer. It would go off at sundown. So it wasn't so bad in the afternoon. But anyway, what was the question? Well, the Woody with the goodies. In the morning, I did a country music show, and I called myself Woody on the Wind, you know, and I thought that was pretty cool. And then in the afternoon, I did a rock and roll show, and I called myself Woody with the Goodies. And the Woody with the Goodies stuck. Woody on the Wind didn't make it. But I eventually went into country music, too. I'm the one that started WCOS as a country station.
When would the music stop, you know, for Woody? You know, when are you going to stop, you know, being the MC? When are you going to stop being a DJ? When are you going to stop being, you know, the person behind the mic?
I have to tell you, people ask me all the time how long I'm going to do it. I always tell them the same thing. I'd like to die at the mic. I mean, really, I would like to die at the microphone. You know, so everybody knows that I did it my whole life. Did exactly what I wanted to do and did it my way. Like right now, that station I'm doing, there's no talk. It's hard to believe that Woody Windham would be doing a show with no talk. But I love it, man. I love it. It's just, I like mixing the songs together on the air. And it's just it's a great radio station. I'm not ever going to, like I said, I sleep with it on my headphones. I wake up and I've had about an hour sleep, mainly because they're too stimulated, you know.